Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Speaker of the House is the presiding officer of the United States House of Representatives. The House elects its Speaker at the beginning of a new Congress. This year, that is tomorrow, Tuesday, at noon Eastern. Representative Kevin McCarthy is the front runner for the roll call vote. As the border crisis continues, the amount of illegal immigrants being allowed into the country and no ability for them to work is making conditions ripe for slave labor to return to the USA. So says Andrew Arthur on Fox News. He's from the Center for Immigration Studies.
So they enter into agreements with the smugglers to work in the United States in substandard conditions, illegally, under the table, in virtual debt bondage. The idea that slavery exists in the United States in the 21st century should be anathema to every American, and yet that's what's going on.
Throughout the weekend, dozens of people throughout California have been rescued during heavy rainfall and flooding. Roughly 62,000 in the Golden State are still without power this hour. The southwest lanes of the Highway 101 in South San Francisco were reported reopened after being closed for flooding Sunday. Snow blanketed the Sierra Nevada mountains at a rate of nearly 8 inches per hour. In the Sacramento Valley, a levee was breached in three places. In rural Wilton, that's about 15 minutes south of Sacramento on I-5. Let's get an extradition update on the Pennsylvania suspect in the Idaho college student's murders.
Brian Koberger could be back in Idaho as soon as next week following an extradition hearing scheduled for Tuesday. His attorney says the Washington State University grad student will most likely waive his right to extradition. The 28-year-old is suspected of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in November. Koberger was arrested Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania. The attorney says his client is confident he'll be exonerated. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Welcome to 2023, and here we go. This is USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Marvel actor Jeremy Renner is in critical but stable condition after getting into a snowplow accident on Sunday. The Hawkeye star was injured in Nevada after experiencing a weather-related accident while plowing in a big snowplow. No details of what happened were given. Jeremy was reportedly airlifted to an area hospital near Reno, Nevada. The Empire State officially has a governor.
Governor Kathy Hochul took the oath on Sunday at her inauguration. Hochul, who became governor when Andrew Cuomo stepped down in 2021, is not taking her historic moment lightly.
And now as I stand before you, humbled by this honor, I'm ready to take on the fight.
The Buffalo native said this day belongs to little girls and to young women who will grow up knowing that from this day forward, there are no barriers they can overcome. Hochul defeated former Congressman Lee Zeldin in November. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Russia fired multiple drones overnight to attack parts of Ukraine. It's reported dozens were shot down on Monday. Russia continues to bomb from afar as attacks through the weekend killed three civilians on New Year's Eve. Four people are dead after two helicopters crashed near SeaWorld on the Gold Coast in Australia Monday. The crash between two helicopters happened about 2 p.m. local time. Authorities said 13 people were on the two helicopters, Of those 13, 4 died, 3 are in critical condition, and 6 others have minor injuries. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Trevor Loudon, yes, as promised, the New Zealand author, speaker, political activist, who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. Trevor, good day to you. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, always good to have you on. Trevor, the jaws of our audience are still in the down and awe position after you came across with a really direct warning to everybody and the revelation that our government is loaded with socialist Marxists. And you didn't say that lacklusterly. You didn't say it as a broad brush statement. Like everything that you pronounce, it is backed by evidence and backed by research.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. Yeah, it is. That's reality. We are right now in a Marxist revolution in this country. Unfortunately, most people don't understand that fact because the mainstream media, with exceptions like yourself, do not tell people.
Right. The thing is that if they'd have gotten their hands on your book, Right House Reds, before the election, they might have a better idea. But it takes a while, and I've had discussions like this with other, investigative reporters. They say, wait a minute, this has been out for 3 years, Peter Schweitzer, for example, talking about Biden Inc. and all the corruption going on in the government. He says, Bill, it's just the nature. It takes a while for it because, the mainstream media, first of all, tries to find a way to disclaim it, and then the weight and power of the truth is such is that eventually they have to come to understand what it is. But, just like they avoided Barack Obama and the clear evidence that demonstrated where Barack Obama was coming from in his announcement that we were going to fundamentally transform America. I mean, fundamentally transform to what? And now, in this modern era, you've got part two of that idea, which is from the World Economic Council, that says you got to build back better. So now you got this great reset happening in America that Joe Biden is championing. And don't think that he came up with this, because we know that he only knows to plagiarize. I don't know if he's had a creative idea on his own ever, but he's borrowed that rallying cry from the World Economic Council of Build Back Better, and that is all a Marxist concept to lead us down the yellow brick road to a one world government, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's redistribution of wealth on not just a local level, a world level, a global level. And so it means that Americans' income and affluence must be level to that of the third world, effectively. Mm-hmm. That's what's coming.
Mm-hmm. And think about this for just a second. Do you think there's going to be compliance from communist China and Russia on this World Economic Council? I don't think so.
No, this is only designed to destroy America's economy.
Exactly.
Because Russia and China are working together right now with Cuba and Iran and others to destabilize America in every way they can. The COVID attack was part of that. Black Lives Matter rioting last year, that was orchestrated by China. Most of what you see happening in the country is directed by outside forces. So the goal is to bring down America, because America is the only country standing in the way of worldwide socialism. And it's only just standing right now. It's just hanging on by a thread.
Exactly. Well, you say that this is all being perpetrated by outside forces, but they've gotten cooperation from the Democratic Party.
Well, they have co-opted the Democratic Party a long time ago. The Democrats have been working with the Soviet Union and now China for 60 years. You know, last year, Trump's intelligence advisor, John Ratcliffe, said the Chinese had compromised so many U.S. congressmen, they could determine which legislation passes through the House and which doesn't. That should shock every American, and that's a fact.
Yeah, so Swalwell was just, the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, when he got caught sleeping with the enemy, and yet nothing happens to him, whereas a Republican congressman sends out a meme, and now he's... he's chastened and he loses all his committee positions.
Well, that's right. And I'm sorry to hear Paul, this case with Paul Gosar, but I hope it lets him go out like Marjorie Taylor Greene and just raise hell 24 hours a day, because that might be a good thing. But you're right.
Exactly.
Like Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese spy and is still allowed to serve on the Intelligence Committee. You know, there are at least, I say there's at least 100 members of the U.S. House and 25 members of the U.S. Senate who are so involved in China, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, the Communist Party, Democratic Socialist of America, they couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus. But there are no background checks in Congress. There are no security checks or clearances in Congress whatsoever. And our enemies, internal and external, have been taking advantage of that loophole for 50 years now.
And, of course, they have additional cover when you have the President of the United States who's clearly compromised. I mean, between Ukraine and Communist China and his son, Hunter, and, of course, even the diary of his daughter. I mean, this thing's endless, this Biden Inc. fiasco. The rest of these politicians have cover when you've got the President of the United States himself so compromised.
Well, that's right. You know, why did the FBI not go after Hillary Clinton when she was guilty as sin over her service? You know, because that she could be the president. She could destroy them. So when you have a president working for China like Joe Biden, he's there using the CIA, using the FBI, using the Justice Department to suppress conservatives and patriots and protect his own criminal friends, his own criminal and communist friends. So we're in a bad way. We have to wake up to reality while we still can.
Well, the other thing you're suggesting here, Trevor, is that you've got these institutions, the FBI, IRS, you know, just go down the line, all the three-letter agencies, and they seem to be more fearful of Democrats than they are Republicans, because I didn't see them shaking in their boots when, you know, Donald Trump took over.
Well, that's right, you know, because the Democrat Party now is now a Marxist party. It's vindictive. It has no qualms about using the government against its enemies. The Republicans don't normally do that. They are much more gentlemanly, much more naive, though. The Democrats want to win at all costs, but the Republicans want to win if it's not too inconvenient.
Right.
You know, Lindsey
Graham pointed that out during the hearings of Kavanaugh. You know, he called them out for their lust for control and power. He said, I hope you don't get it. Well, guess what? They got it, and they're exercising, and we saw it on full display the other night with the censorship of Paul Gosar, as you said. And, how soft and mushy leader Kevin McCarthy was in a defense response. I mean, if you'd have thought anybody should defend him, it should have been Steve Stephen Scalise himself, who, you know, is still injured and knows what it is to have, you know, a political attack and what it represents. And he could have easily spoken to that very passionately instead of, you know, crying and complaining that, oh, there's two levels of enforcement within our government. Of course there is. We all know that. But the Republicans, to your point, have got to find a backbone and be able to push back. Otherwise, the Democrats are continuing to get away with this. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Trevor after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
American And 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with the one and only Trevor Loudon, the New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. Trevor, we had to go to break real quick here, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to what we said just right before we went to the break.
Yeah, look, Paul Gosar did nothing wrong. Michelle Bachmann did nothing wrong. Rep. Steve King did nothing wrong when all of them were thrown under the bus by the Republican Party when they got a little bit of heat from the Democrats. Republicans need to stand up for their own. They should. They spend more time criticizing their own than they do calling out the Democrats for their communism, their tyranny, their thug tactics. You know, this is a party led by cowards. The grassroots are brave, they're constitutionalists, they're patriots, and they're led by cowards, and that's a shame.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that's the shoe that they're wearing, and that is really clear and is quite evident. The way they allowed this to be railroad—I mean, this was a railroad job on Gosar. I mean, it didn't go through the ethics committee.
He's a great representative. He's a patriot, and because he put the meme out there, which was perfectly legitimate, and the left attacked him, the Republican leadership caved and cried and you know, wept and threw him under the bus.
Exactly. Trevor, for the sake of our audience that, you know, because that meme got canceled pretty quickly and everything, and all they had to understand was what the narrative was coming from the mainstream media, from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Explain to our audience the meme. What did it say or demonstrate?
Well, it's just got out of my head. So I read it yesterday. I thought, wow, this is perfectly innocuous. But you put me on the spot. I just can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll bring
it. I tweeted about it. I put it out there, but it's just got out of my head.
Okay. When it comes back to your head, just we'll pause. We'll pick it up. Otherwise, because I want our audience to have some clarity on this, because I think there's some misunderstanding as to what the genesis was, that it came probably from his staff. It wasn't necessarily, from him directly, some other things that, and this was a meme that had been put out. Interestingly enough, I think it originated from the Chinese, I believe, if I'm remembering it correctly. But go ahead.
Yeah, it was basically a picture of, a sort of Godzilla type thing. And somebody put the picture of AOC over the head of Godzilla. And, he was talking about fighting and defeating the socialist Godzilla. And that was interpreted as a threat, as a threat against AOC's physical well-being. And it was nothing. You see similar things every day, and you see a heck of a lot worse coming from the Democrats. You know, but they seize on every opportunity, and all the Republicans had to do is stand up and say, defend their man, and it would have been fine. But no, they caved.
Well, I'm glad you clarified it, because when I saw it, Trevor, I said, what are they seeing in this? I mean, it was like an ink blot test or something. And, of course, AOC was the same one that was, she said after the January 6th, alleged insurrection. I hate to use that word. I mean, that's their word, because they want to add drama to the whole deal, that she was so afraid that she was going to be attacked and raped and that sort of thing. I think that she just wants to create too much importance for herself.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, see, we've just had, we had a year of pro-Chinese communists, Black Lives Matter, burning cities all across America. Then we have a few people taking selfies in the Capitol building. They shouldn't have been there. They were stupid. They let themselves be led into a trap. Right. But it was hardly comparable. You know, that was no insurrection. The Black Lives Matter rioting, that was insurrection.
Exactly.
They all got off pretty much scot-free, whereas
look at the dollar.
They're still hunting down these people who took selfies.
Yeah, the dollar damage consideration between the two, what Black Lives Matters did in terms of level of dollars of destruction versus what happened there on January 6th, I think it was, you know, less than $50,000 of damage, I think is what they estimated. So it was minuscule compared to what Black Lives Matter did on Washington, D.C., in almost burning down churches, pulling down statues, doing all these things that supposedly, I think there was one, an FBI agent or somebody associated with the FBI, he got in trouble because he was taking a picture near a statue. So it's like, what? It's absurd.
Look, there's a double standard of justice. We've just seen this with Paul Gosar's case. You know, we've seen Maxine Waters say some horrific things, you know, urging people to harass Republican Congress members, etc., physically harass them. Urging them to do that. No censure, no criticism, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. And you've had the squad. You have the squad, you know, speaking in terms that were very antithetical and uncivil. And, you know, here AOC is talking about having a level of civility. Well, you know, then go be that civility that you want everybody else to exercise, right?
Yeah. Well, that's right. But this is where we have to face. We are in a revolution. You know, we are in a period where all the institutions are being overturned in preparation for a socialist communist state. So lies are truth. Truth are lies. Black is white. White is black. Up is down. Down is up. Everything the government tells us to worry about is probably false. And everything they ignore or tell us to do is probably extremely dangerous. Exactly. What a revolution is, and we are in one now.
Exactly. Trevor, initially we were going to talk about the enemies within the church. We're going to have you back to talk about that because we only got about 3 minutes, to really, give us a general quick overview about this documentary, The Enemies Within the Church. Tell our audience about this.
Well, it's just been released. You can go to it on enemieswithinthechurchmovie.com. You can download it, order the DVDs. It's going like crazy right now, like hotcakes with no advertising. It is the Marxist infiltration of the churches. And I'm talking historical. I'm talking right now with the so-called woke movement. It's in the evangelical churches. It's in the Baptists. It's in the mainstream church. It's in the Catholic church. This is Marxism posing as Christianity, and it's changing American Christianity, and that's going to have a massive flow-on effect into the culture and the politics. This movie shocks even me. This movie will shock people like nothing that's been released, and I urge every American to see this.
Well, and it stands to reason, as you and I have discussed before, Trevor, I mean, the nature of man is such that we're designed for worship. And what this is the big exchange of the lie of the real God versus their God that they're presenting. They're taking a little bit of the truth. This is what Marxism is good at doing. They repackage the things that we understand as people of faith, but this is where discernment is so critical these days to understand what is behind all this, whether it's Black Lives Matter. I mean, I remember when it came into our church, you know, I warned the priest. I said, do you understand who Black Lives Matter really represents? And, you know, it sounds good on the outside, but this is a Trojan horse. Well, he looked at me like I was, you know, speaking some foreign language. He did not understand. And I'm curious today if he has a better understanding as a result of what we know now about Black Lives Matter than what we knew about Black Lives Matter a year ago.
Yeah, well, this is a Chinese-backed communist operation designed to destroy America. And you have churches taking a knee to these people. You know, critical race theory, social justice, these are both Marxist items. These are both Marxist concepts. And they are sweeping through American churches. And the young pastors coming out of the seminaries and the Bible colleges are absolutely indoctrinated with this stuff.
Yes.
The Bible colleges today are where the universities were 5 years ago. They're pretty much Marxist. Not all of them yet, but they're well on the way to having a general sweep through the institutions. And that's going to have massive effect on our culture, our politics, our religion, everything.
powerful documentary you don't want to miss, enemieswithinthechurch.com. That's where you want to go, enemieswithinthechurch.com. Trevor Loudon, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Have a great holiday, and we look forward to talking more down the road, okay? Take care.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA News Update. The Speaker of the House is the presiding officer of the United States House of Representatives. The House elects its Speaker at the beginning of a new Congress. This year, that is Tuesday, tomorrow, at noon Eastern. Representative Kevin McCarthy is the frontrunner for the roll call vote. Marvel actor Jeremy Renner is in critical but stable condition after getting into a snowplow accident on Sunday. The Hawkeye star was injured in Nevada after experiencing a weather-related accident while plowing in a big snowplow. Jeremy was reportedly airlifted to an area hospital near Reno, Nevada. Russia fired multiple drones overnight to attack parts of Ukraine. It's reported dozens were shot down on Monday. Three civilians were killed on New Year's Eve by Russian missiles. Four people were killed after two helicopters crashed near SeaWorld on the Gold Coast in Australia Monday afternoon. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Carl Gallup's going to be joining us in just a moment. The prophecy expert, critically acclaimed, Amazon top 60 best-selling author, senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Church in Florida, and the former decorated law enforcement officer. I love having Carl on because he brings so much practical experience to the discussion, and a discussion that is needed as we come into this new year of new opportunities that lie ahead. And is America, you know, going to be heading more down, a road of non-existence as we know it? Some would already suggest maybe we're already there. Or are we going to right the ship? Is the idea, the whole concept of we the people, going to finally take hold in such a way that Americans stand up for their government? A government that Benjamin Franklin, when asked what kind of government do we have, he answered the woman who asked him, said, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. And that seems to be the question of the day, this democratic republic, can we keep it? And it wasn't that it was going to be kept because of the elected officials or the representatives. it was going to be something that was kept and honored by we the people. Carl Gallup joins us now. Hey, Carl, Happy New Year to you, buddy. How are you?
Well, hey, my brother, it's good to talk to you, man. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Wonderful. Always good to have you here. As we go into this new year, I was sharing with a friend of mine from Focus on the Family, Adam Holtz, earlier, that you have to consider the rhythm and the, you know, that which is fixed in the universe by God himself. You know, as the start of the year happens, a lot of people who read the Bible in a year start with the book of Genesis. And to me, it's such a beautiful outline that just consistently reminds us that, you know, God is in control, that, you know, the fix is in a sense, you know, and the fix is in for our own good as God has designed it for us. And when we are consistent with that, those established laws, the laws of nature, that God has established for us, it goes well for us, as he told Cain, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you, right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And the first 12 chapters of Genesis, I've often argued and written about, and have done media about it. The first 12 chapters of Genesis is the bedrock foundation outline summary of the entire Word of God, in that it starts at creation, it goes through to the fall and what it was and why and what it did to the world. It goes right on through to the days of Noah after and why that happened and that it's coming again. Jesus even said in the New Testament, the last days will be just like the days of Noah. And then those first 12 chapters end with God's call upon Abraham and the mighty nation of Israel that would come from it. And then that through that nation, the whole world would be blessed. The word of God would be given. The prophecies of the Messiah would be given. The Messiah would come. He would go to the cross. He would rise from the grave. The church would be born. I mean, all of that is the result of the narrative of the first 12 chapters of Genesis. Now, this is interesting, because it's the first 12 chapters of Genesis that the whole atheist community, the whole secular community, the whole anti-Christian community that encompasses various religions of the world and just, secular unbelieving people, that's what they attack.
Exactly.
Always under attack. Mm-hmm. Evolution, creation, Israel, its right to exist, wasn't there even such a thing, Noah, the flood is denied, I mean, everything. And so that is, if you can't nail down the first 12 chapters of Genesis in your heart, then you're not going to get the rest of the Bible.
And here we have thousands of years of evidence, Carl, that proves...
And what's right around us.
Exactly.
The headlines of the news.
Yeah. And here we are, this is why God laughs, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And that doesn't mean like in a derogatory way. Of course, you know that, and most of your listeners do, but I'm explaining to those that are new to this. When it says God laughs at the wickedness and the the arrogance of the evil, that word laughs means he understands that he knows everything. They don't.
Right.
They think they know everything, and they act like they know everything. But it is only to deceive the world, the people of the world who don't know the Word of God, so that they can control those people for their own evil desires. God laughs at that. In other words, he scoffs, he mocks it, not in a derogatory way, but in a way that has a broken heart. He desires that all would come to the truth, because the bottom line is this is all coming to an end one day. I don't set days. But
right.
We see what's happening around us, and it's coming to an end, but only for those who will not surrender their life to Jesus. Those who do will rule and reign with him forever like it was meant to be from the beginning. And the first 12 chapters of Genesis lays it all out, so you can imagine why Satan hates it.
Well, and people, especially coming out of 2022, look back and say, wow, what chaos. You know, what kind of chaos that we experienced.
Yeah.
And clearly you can go back and, read, the first 12 chapters of Genesis, as you say, and it's quite clear why the chaos, right?
Yeah. Two things I want to pull from that. Let me just say it. All right, there's two things. First of all, our whole world, not just a city or two or a nation or two, but the whole world is now engulfed in all manner of sexual deviancy. whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
It just is. And I mean, people see it, people scream about it, people write about it. It's everywhere all over the internet, and it deals with everything from our children right on through to, you know, to adults and everything that goes with it, using technology of the day, all of those things. And the Word of God clearly says in the old, and yes, I've written about this at length and don't have time to talk about every bit of it on a quick talk radio show, but in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, the Bible clearly says that would be one of the markers of the last day. Well, one reason why Jesus said the last days will be like the days of Noah. Because
exactly.
When we read Genesis 6, starting of the days of Noah, we understand it clearly says there's sexual perversion of the spiritual kind that winds up corrupting all the flesh of the world. And that's
exactly
why God pushed the reset button. And so we're there again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the first generation in the history of the planet to see this spirit sweeping globally. The second thing I want to point out, think of this. Now, you know, we've talked a lot about COVID and all that, and whether people take vaccines and all of that, and what they think about it, I leave that up to them. I'm not here to judge anybody. I only judge what I see happening in the world, and that is politics, governments, power players seized upon that whole calamity and locked everything down. But the biggest thing they continually emphasized, locked the churches down.
Exactly.
And the governments of the world in 2020 said, we'll tell you if you can go to church, how many can be there, whether or not you can sing, how far apart you have to sit, whether you wear a mask or not, and we might even never let you go back if you don't take the vaccine. And if you don't take the vaccine and wear the mask and do what we say, we'll put you in jail, your pastor's in jail. I mean, all of this stuff happened. And so for the first time in the history of the church, which is over 2,000 years, the governments of the world with almost one voice shut down almost all the churches on the globe on Resurrection Sunday, the Sunday that represents the defeat of Satan. The world has never seen that before. So those two things alone I just said are indicators, prophetic indicators of how close we are.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the fact that it would be on Easter Sunday that this would all occur.
Yeah.
And not by chance, not by coincidence. This, you know, this is the order of things and the way they are unfolding, right?
Yeah. And if you can remember, and I'm not making this political, it's just that Donald Trump was in office. But if you can remember when that happened, he said before that, look, we'll have churches open by Resurrection Sunday. He called it Easter, and you, I always call it Resurrection Sunday because it's tied to the feast of Passover from Leviticus 23. But anyway, he said, hey, we'll have the churches open, and the world went ballistic. They called him a science denier and all kind of nasty names. I'm telling you, bro, there's a demonic global spirit on all of this, and we're watching it.
Without a doubt. Well, Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Return of the Gods, emphasizes this point exactly that you're sharing with us right now. Because
my book, Gods and Thrones, does too. It's the same.
Exactly. Both books, excellent reads. Highly recommended. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Carl Gallup's after this. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, this is really, you know, these words that, you know, Danny Gokey sings is such an encouragement because, not to lose hope. And who are we hoping in? I mean, the same God that created it all, the same yesterday, today, and forever is unchanging. Wow. I mean, if you're going to hope in anything, Carl Gallups, I would think you'd want to hold on to somebody that you knew was going to be the same, you know, tomorrow as he was previously, right?
Yeah, especially somebody who was prophesied about in detail a thousand years before it happened, the oldest document, the Psalms. Mm-hmm. I mean, in detail. To some of the youngest documents before it happened were 400 years before. Mm-hmm. And then he did it. He came secretly through the womb of a woman. He did go to the cross voluntarily. He did lay down his life. He did rise from the grave. The church was born from it. The gospel has been preached for 2,000 years. And all of that was said in scriptures thousands of years before any of it happened. Yet here it is, and it changed the calendars of the world. So that's where my hope is going, right there, brother.
Exactly. And what other religion can claim that, Carl?
None.
Exactly.
Nothing like it. And I've just scratched the surface. My latest book called The Yeshua Protocol, mm-hmm. I go into deep, deep stuff that nothing else can touch except the Word of God.
Yeah.
And hey, by the way, I asked before and you said I could, so thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I can't hear the closing music, so I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I ended by saying, well, I wrote a book like that too, like Jonathan did, and it made it sound like I was saying, hey, me too. Jonathan and I are dear friends, and all I was trying to say, but we ran out of time, was that, God has spoken through Jonathan, he's spoken through my writings, Dr. Michael Heiser, The Unseen Realm, all of this, with, you know, writers like us, and I'm not comparing myself to those two. I don't even stand in their shadow, but there are a lot of people are doing it, and Jonathan Cahn has written the latest one, and he's an amazing author. And so, I was just agreeing with what you're saying that, even in my own life, God has used me to get that message out too. So anyway, thank you for letting me clean that up.
No, and I'll tell you, that's the way I heard it, because I know your heart. And I know what you're trying to express as we all are, in a talk show like this and a discussion, is that we're not looking to cancel each other. We're looking to enhance and exactly, and to encourage people, as we've been saying on the show, Carl, to own your own knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully what we've done is stimulate your thinking in such a way. And the thing is about the prophetic. Is you're out there really, talk about you haven't seen it yet. God gives you an impression. When you have the mantle of the prophetic upon you, it comes with high responsibility. I mean, back in the days, if you gave a prophecy that didn't come true and you claimed to be speaking as you were, as the word of God, you subjected yourself to death.
Yeah.
That's how serious God takes the truth and how serious he takes his representation. So when we talk about these things, I hope people can appreciate that we have this sense that we're on very hallowed ground here.
Yeah.
And we're careful in talking about this. And everybody brings something different. You've heard me say this before. All the different religions that exist. I've often said I didn't think Jesus went to the cross to set up denominations. But
I don't either.
it's the nature of man.
Yeah.
However, each denomination brings something here to the culture that I think is advantageous. There's just... little bits and pieces and parts of different religions that, that we can take advantage of. Like, for me, being raised Catholic, the idea of the holiness of God, the awesomeness of God, the fear of the Lord. Boy, I'll tell you, in the Catholic faith and where I was raised with nuns, boy, you not only had the fear of God, but next to the fear of God, you had the fear of the nuns. Just saying, right?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. No, go ahead.
Okay, but on the other hand, you got evangelicals, okay?
Yeah.
And evangelicals praising the Lord, jumping up and down. I mean, to the point that Billy Graham, I remember, when I served under his ministry and the crusade, particularly in Los Angeles, how unnerved he'd become when evangelicals would be applauding as people would come forward. But, the joy of the Lord is expressed by evangelicals is something that uptight Catholics could learn from and appreciate and grow from.
Yeah,
and it's just,
God says that all of heaven rejoices over one sinner. The angels applaud, they sing, they rejoice, you're right. I get what you're saying, brother. I'm with you on what you've said.
So when it comes to the prophetic realm, is that for those of us who enter into that arena, it is with appreciation and the idea and the fearful in a fearful sense of the awesomeness of God, is that if you are talking about the prophetic, boy, it is on hallowed ground, and also respecting that mantle that's on others. And, like we were talking about Jonathan, for example, because his background as a Jew, he brings a perspective that is the heritage and the legacy of the Bible and the language and little nuances that he brings up in our conversations, Carl, as I'm sure that you've had with him as well. And in this book, you had talked about it, others before you have talked about it, and it's all, we're here as watchmen on the wall warning the people, look at, you turn your back on God, well then, something's going to replace that space.
Yes.
And always. As Jesus said, in that illustration about the man who was liberated from the demons, And he's happily going along, and he forgets about God. The demons are out there and say, hey, let's go back home. Let's check it out. Yeah. Comes back home and brings, loose interpretation, brings seven worse than he had before. Well, I believe this is where America sits right now, is that we've turned our back on God. The demons are rather pronounced, no doubt, just like you talked about with, sexual immorality. And this distinctly I had was, conversation with Jonathan about, why sex is such a powerful instrument of the devil.
Yeah. I'm going to plug a book I've written on it, because I go into deep detail that's backed up by renowned scholars. And had it checked out by Rabbi Zev Peratt, for example, who speaks Hebrew as his first language, was raised in a family of rabbis, graduated from the Sanhedrin Rabbi Yeshiva, and it's called The Gods of Ground Zero.
Yes.
And I talk about all of that, what's happening in Israel, what's happening in Jerusalem, that's ground zero, but how the global spirit of sexual deviancy is rooted all the way back to the Garden of Eden and Noah's Day. And the Bible proclaims it all the way into the New Testament, even into the book of Revelation. And most people have never really seen it, but it's there.
Yeah, no doubt. And it is so, so powerful. Carl, I mean, I'm just amazed at, you know, the sexual deviancy. I mean, here we are, confusing the sexes, confusing young kids. Now it's cool to be trans. I have a teacher, she's made this announcement that 43% of her kids in fourth grade all claim to be trans. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, it happens because of parental and authorities like teachers, etc. And I love the teaching profession. I think it's right up next to being called to be a pastor before the Lord, because you're teaching children and you're influencing entire generations. And so it has to do, if you and I were raised in a culture that from the White House down to our classrooms, we were constantly told you can change your gender, just let us know and we'll help you. A lot of us, maybe not you and me, but statistically the same amount of percentage probably would have done so. Because those powers are huge, and the demonic realm knows this. Satan knows this. Here's the illustration I use, Bill. I say to people when they're talking about this, I say, okay, but look. What if I'm the pastor for 36 years of a large church on the Gulf Coast. We have all kind of missions and ministry projects, that we do all over the world. What if I took a group of young people off, teenagers, preteens, teenagers, children, to different camps and stuff, and I, the pastor, took them aside in a room during that week we were there and said, look, let me tell you how you can change your gender. And don't tell your parents we're talking about this. And they don't even have to know until you're ready. And then they're going to have to do it. We can tell you how to make this happen. What if I did that? And
yes.
We came back from those and the parents found out. They would go through the roof. They would sue me. They would want me arrested for grooming. They would accuse me of some kind of child abuse. But why is it illegal and a crime for me to do it, which I would never do it, but not teachers in a public school?
Yeah. And going back to what we talked about, as you mentioned, and I want people to really pull from this, that you said, education as a career, as a responsibility,
a call.
Is a calling, right? And so, and what did Jesus say about keeping the young people away from him?
Yep. He said it's better if you had a millstone tied around your neck and were thrown into the ocean. Now, see, if I just came out and said that on your radio program and meant it from my mouth to all that are messing with our children, your show would be in trouble, I'd be in trouble, we'd be canceled. But those are the words of Jesus.
Yes.
He said, you mess with these little ones and the wrath of God is coming down upon you.
Well, and this is why we need to pray for educators.
Yeah.
Is that they would be they'd be committed to their high calling that was established by God, not by the teachers' union, right?
Thank you. You're absolutely right. My prayer goes to them and to this nation and to this world. We're living in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ right now.
Carl, and your books just keep on coming out. And how can people be connected with you and get their hands on your latest book?
It's really easy. Just go to my website, carlgallops.com. You can get my books anywhere good books are sold, but you can order them directly from me, shipping free, and I'll sign them if you want.
Well, that's awesome. And the next book coming, you said?
Yeah, well, the next, the one that's...
5 seconds left, go ahead.
The Yeshua Protocol.
Okay, you got it. Carl Gallops, he has been our guest, the senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Church in Florida. Thank you, Carl.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water.